Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor. She now lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. The title of her preaching today is Blessed is That Servant.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 12, verses 39 to 48. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Then Peter said, Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone? And the Lord replied, Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, on arrival, finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, My master is delayed in coming, and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant, who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations, nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant, who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. And this is the word of God. Today's gospel led me to consider the implications of the words constancy and fidelity. In the parable of the steward, we find that the master has left him with a great deal of responsibility: distribution of the food allowance at regular intervals, overseeing the needs of the servants, along with responsibility for the master's properties. Jesus describes him in this scenario as someone who is considered to be prudent and reliable by the master. He has been constant in the completion of his duties. Therefore, the master feels free to leave and trusts that all will be in order when he returns. However, that is not the case. The steward betrays the master's trust, abuses the men servants and maid servants, and most likely gets drunk on the master's wine. He becomes even more abusive as his realization that the master is delayed in arriving allows him to continue to cause suffering to the servants and to take what he wants from wherever he wants. The parable continues. The results are disastrous for the steward, but I believe the deeper injury was experienced by the master. The betrayal of the steward must have been overwhelming. It probably would have been a long time before the master could restore right relationships with the servants and trust even another steward. There are many victims in this parable. Let us consider fidelity as the basis of our willingness to follow Jesus. Fidelity in service is based in love and is freely given to build up and not tear down. While the steward may have given the impression that he was trustworthy, he was not a faithful man. A follower of Jesus serves, not seeking reward or privilege, but with the desire only to give from the richness of his or her relationship with Christ. Fidelity is required now more than ever, as we experience the chaos of our world and the suffering of so many people. Wherever we are, let us consider the smallest of deeds and the simplest of words that bless and console those who suffer from a heart faithful and dedicated to the care of those entrusted to us by God. Jesus said, "You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." At that hour, our hour, we may discover that the people with whom we have the deepest sense of God's presence and love may be revealed as the very face of Christ. May we have a beautiful day.